Aqua hacking is a term for finding tech-based solutions for water-related problems. Imagine if a smartphone app could help prevent a toxic algae bloom. The idea of aqua hacking comes from Canada and Europe, but it's now making its way to the U.S. and Lake Erie. Elizabeth Miller of WCPN IdeaStream explains.
For many people, the word hacking has a pretty bad reputation. But in the tech world, hacking conferences are happening all the time. They're usually weekend-long competitions aimed at finding new ways to treat diseases or address social ills. Lake Erie has environmental issues decades old. There's legacy pollution, aging water infrastructure, and harmful algae growth spurred by fertilizer runoff. Even though it's the shallowest of the Great Lakes, Erie provides drinking water for about 11 million people. It borders four states and one Canadian province. Erie Hack is a months-long competition focused on finding solutions. It's the first time a Great Lake has ever been hacked, and the contest included teams from six cities around the lake. Brian Stubbs heads the Cleveland Water Alliance, the organization hosting Erie Hack.
This is not a traditional hackathon. It's not a 24 or 48-hour event. Water is so complex that it requires more time and more efforts.
Nine finalists will compete in Cleveland next week for a grand prize, $40,000 plus $10,000 in consulting services. One of the competing teams calls itself Water Warriors. They're all scientists from the University of Akron with backgrounds in chemistry, engineering, biomimicry, and polymer science. In a campus lab, Adam Smith of the Water Warriors tests their tool, a spectrometer, that will measure nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen, which can lead to harmful algae blooms.
It started as a way to design an inexpensive laboratory instrument. This is a spectrometer that you would use to measure chemical concentrations.
The project is geared towards students, and each classroom kit would cost around $50. Smith says it's really simple to use.
They'll go to the lake. We'll give them a little test tube. The test tube will be in the kit. They'll go to the lake, grab lake water. There's a little dropper. We have to add some chemicals to it because you can't see the chemical we're trying to test.
The sample is then placed in a spectrometer, a visual device that splits light into separate colors.
As light passes through something with color, some of the light's absorbed, then we get the concentration.
That's the concentration of phosphorus or nitrogen. Students take a picture of the spectrometer with their phone and post it on the Water Warriors website, a key step in building a water sample database. Team member Banafshe Hakupor says this kind of data is usually collected by researchers or organizations.
Here we want to give this power like to the communities. They are doing the measurements, so it's their own measurements, and they will be able to say, okay, I know what's happening based on my own data.
Other Erie Hack finalist ideas include an app that doles out discounts for low water usage and a drone that can collect harmful algae. Brian Stubbs says there's been a renewed interest in the Great Lakes. Stubbs says extra funding will make sure several Erie Hack teams continue beyond the final competition, even if they don't win the grand prize. Team Water Warriors is already in talks to test its kit at park systems and programs across the state. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Miller in Cleveland.
That story came to us from the public radio station Collaboration, Great Lakes Today.